The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Unregistered text messages from companies will be labelled across the top of the text, quote unquote, likely scam. This emanates from Comreg, who've introduced a new rule. And the aim is to crack down on the widespread problem of scams of text where bad actors masquerade as legitimate services, you know, from the revenue, get in touch, we've a refund for you and all that good stuff. However, since the launch of this likely scam procedure, a number of people are now receiving that from Irish mobile operators. But you know what? It ain't a scam at all. It's a false flag as such. Well, to make sense of all this, great pleasure to welcome to the studio Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. You're most welcome. I'm admiring your suntan. You're just back from LA.
Just back from LA, from the main streets, up the front of the riots.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I'm impressed. Okay, so first of all, tell us, what was the purpose and intention here?
A good purpose, to try and crack down on scam texts. Huge, huge, huge problem in Ireland. We get, I think there are 360,000 cases of fraud every year in Ireland from scam texts. And
1,000 every day. Yeah.
Over 100 million euro of fraud from text alone, rising to 300 million from calls. There's no one listening to this radio right now who doesn't get scam texts and calls. So what the telecoms regulator, Comreg, said is enough is enough. We're going to try and set up a system. We're going to try and corral all the mobile operators into it. And we're setting up a new register, a database. And from now on, companies that want to send you a text with their company name on it. So I'm talking about banks, insurance companies, digital services, hospitals, health providers. If they send a text to you with their name on it, then they're going to have to register on our new database. And that way the text will get through, no problem. If they don't register and they try and send a text with their company or brand name on it, and it's not on our register, we're going to assume it's a scammer, that it's a bad guy. And we're now going to start labeling it likely scam at the top. So good idea, OK, to try and crack down.
So basically, just say the revenue commissioners get in touch with you with a rebate, get in touch. So it almost looks authentic, revcom.ie or something like that, but you're not quite sure. So the official revenue commissioners will have registered the sole site or the sites that does relate authentically to them. So what could go wrong?
What could go wrong and what has gone wrong is that the system is not working properly. So there are teething problems, to put it mildly. So this kicked off last week. What's happening is, to use your example, I'm not saying that this exact organization has been afflicted with this, but if the revenue decides to send you a text, there's lots of organizations, they have signed up to the register. They've done everything that they were supposed to do, but their texts are still being called likely scam when they reach your smartphone. So I've hundreds of examples of this. People were calling and texting me for the last few days. I've got examples from hospitals. One person from St. James's Hospital had an appointment, showed me the text message, completely legitimate. I've been waiting 12 months for the appointment, labelled as likely scam. Okay, somebody who had a CAO offer, quite a sensitive and important thing, said likely scam at the top. Okay,
and they were all bona fide.
They're all completely bona fide. Now, you see, what you immediately think is, maybe the organization hasn't actually registered for this database by the telecoms regulator, and maybe that's why it's being labeled as likely scam. No, I checked a lot of these organizations. They have registered. I checked with Comreg, the telecoms regulator. Yes, they have registered. So the regulator is admitting that they're having teething problems and that organizations that have done the right thing and correctly registered are still getting their texts labelled as likely scam.
Why?
They haven't explained yet. Now, my understanding is that this is essentially a scheme which has been drawn up by Comreg, by the telecoms regulator, but it's being enforced by the mobile operators. So there's now a game of accountability going on as to who hasn't done the right thing somewhere in the chain or in the ecosystem. Is it the mobile operators? Is it Comreg? We're not entirely sure yet. What we do know is that people are going to get very disillusioned. They're going to get jaded. They're going to see all these texts saying likely scam. Some people are going to delete them.
Yeah, I put it to junk and all that kind of thing.
And they're going to delete them and they're going to miss their appointments and they're going to you know, not respond to verification codes. I had one person who gave me an example of buying tickets for a Bohemians football match. And the stuff they got back was labelled likely scam. So some people are going to do that. Other people are just going to accept it and start ignoring the likely scam at the top. Now, here's where it gets really serious, though. This is a graduated system. At the moment, we see likely scam at the top. From October the 3rd, they'll be blocked. The text will be blocked.
So this is the 3rd of October. Yeah. They're going to move from a likely scam to no scam, like no text.
You don't
text
get the text.
All.
It's blocked at the network level. So that hospital appointment that was legitimately registered on the database, which was labelled likely scam at the moment, is now going to be blocked. You won't see it. You've been waiting 18 months for your hip replacement appointment. You're now going back to the back of the queue.
Let's call this what it is, an SH1T show. I mean, like, it's an absolute, like, they'd be better to cancel the whole thing rather than mislead people into thinking that they are scams when they're not.
Yeah, there is a problem.
The solution is worse than the problem.
There is a risk of that, and there's a significant danger of that. And what they need to do now with the regulator...
They should have trialled it or something, surely.
Absolutely. This has been flagged for 9 or 10 months. They've got 8,000 organisations that have signed up for this thing. So people, the word has been out there, and companies and businesses and government bodies and doctors, it's a real problem for doctors' practices and vets. I've got so many, dozens and dozens.
But surely they should withdraw it right now until they perfect it. I mean, like, as you say, the consequences for some people of deleting something that is important, because, you know, we see this with the driving test thing, the no shows.
Yep.
This is a huge problem with outpatient clinics and so on. So people would say, sure, when I saw likely scam, I ignored it. Like, it'll cause chaos. And the amount of lost and stranded time in the hospitals will be ridiculous. I mean, like, I actually think it's quite dangerous.
And bear in mind, the people who are sending me examples of their texts tend to be on the more tech-savvy kind of end of the spectrum. I mean, you know, I have a lot of readers from all types of tiers of knowledge of tech, but a lot of them would be in the more tech savvy. So I'm assuming that for every one that I get, there are 2, 3, 4, 5 from people, particularly more vulnerable parts of the population, those who are older, who are always told to immediately delete or never click on text.
And to err on the side of not being suckered into these
things. Trust our institutions.
Well, a lot of people have been texting in. Do send us your texts. I just got a scam warning for booking a flight with Aer Lingus. Dun's Stores app came up as a likely scam. Tell me, Adrian, how much will it cost employers to register with this database?
I think it's free. It's either free or it's almost free. Now, if you're an organization, you're listening to this thinking, damn it, fair cop, I haven't actually registered. You can go onto Comreg's website, comreg.ie. It's fairly well flagged. It's called Sender ID. You can start the process there. It's quite quick. I don't think it costs anything to do, or it's a minimal cost. Now, if you might be a big company or a retailer, and maybe you outsource all of this text stuff to some third party, IT services provider. That's quite common. You need to make sure with them that they have registered, because that can be an issue as well. But as we've been reporting, and as you and I have been discussing, even if you do, there's a good chance that your tax is going to be labelled as a
scam. This is a complete mess. What are Comreg going to do now?
Well, Comreg gave me a statement last night, and it was, I mean, all they're saying was that, and I'm quoting here, we are aware that some already registered sender IDs are getting modified to likely scam, and that we, Comreg, are working with the mobile service providers who are supposed to implement all this and relevant parties to resolve this issue as soon as possible. So not a huge amount in that statement. I suspect they're trying to figure out what exactly is going on. Hopefully we'll have a little bit more clarity today.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is a regulator. You'd be expecting best in class, best practice.
Yeah, well,
I mean, they're the policemen in this whole situation.
A lot of
people. They're actually now culpable for this mess.
Yeah, well, they're the ones who've taken ownership. They've the ones who've been front and center. They've been branding it. They're the ones issuing all the advisories. It's on their website that you start the process. And if this worked and the number of scam texts went down, they would be the ones who'd get the credit. So you're right.
So what advice are you giving people? Well, to use your instinct. In other words, ignore likely scam. And if you think it's authentic, if you're expecting a text from James's or Dunn Stores or Aer Lingus, go with your instinct.
Two pieces of advice. The first one is exactly that, to use your instinct. Is this something that I just signed up for, or tried to pay for like 20 seconds ago and I'm expecting this text? Okay. And it's unsatisfactory, but use your instinct. The second thing I would say is to, if it says to click on a link, and if you have any other way of getting to that service, go separately on a separate web browser to the website of that organization or service provider and try and get in that way, and don't click on the link in the text. I know that's terrible because you've just literally interacted with the organization, but that might be the safest way of doing it.
Someone suggests, why don't hospitals also, as well as texting, do an email? Not everyone has an email address, but most people do have an email
address. They do have an email. I mean, yeah. So texting, a phone number is still considered to be the gold standard of your identity outside of a credit card or something like that. So that's the reason.
You can't text back, is this kosher?
No, you can't, because it's from a sort of a funneled machine. It's from, usually it's a marketing thing, and it's usually a no reply service.
So we'll conclude with this texter. So in other words, the system sucks and should be cancelled. That's about right. And I can add par for the course with Comreg as far as I'm concerned. Adrian Weckler, thank you indeed. Technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, bringing us that important news.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.